Let's, Bez Hashem Bli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David C. Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Kuf Yud Beis. We are on the fourth line on the top of Kuf Yud Beis, Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, the Mishnah had said that a woman is permitted to tie Miftach Chalukah, the way the shirts used to work in the times of the Gemara. So you have to tie the two ends of the shirts together. So the Gemara says, Miftach Chalukah, Pshita. Obviously, she is allowed to tie that together because that is something that you tie and untie every single day. Again, just to set the table, we learned yesterday at the very end, the Ritva summarizes yesterday's daf by saying there's basically three categories of knots. If it's going to be a knot that's permanent, it's going to last forever, the Ritva says that's Asur Doraisa. If it's not going to last forever, let's say it'll last a few days, maybe less than a week, but more than a day, then it's Asur D'Rabbanan. And if it's something you open up every single day, you open and close every single day, such a knot is going to be mutter l'chadchila. So the Gemara says, obviously, the shirt you open and close every day, so obviously, what does the Mishnah have to say? Lo tzricha, the islay trei dashi. We're talking about a shirt that has two openings, two places where you could tie it closed and open it. So ma'od the same, so you might have thought maybe it should be usher to tie this on Shabbos because since there's two of them and she could slip in and out of it by leaving one of them tied, so you might think that maybe she'll leave one of them tied forever and therefore it should be usher. Kamash Malan, that we're not worried about that. No, it's permissible for her to tie both of the psachim because the usual way is to tie and untie both things every single day. The Mishnah said that the woman is allowed to tie her kerchief because she ties and unties it every day. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious? She ties and unties it every day, so it's a knot that's not made to be tied for too long. So the Gemara answers, Lo, Tzricha, Derevicha, La, that it's very loose fitting. So since it's loose fitting, maybe she's just going to slide the kerchief on and off every day, like my kids do with their ties. So we're afraid, Ma would say, Ma Mishlaf Shalfala, that maybe when she wants to take it off of her hair, instead of untying it, she'll just try to slip it off. Kamash Malan, De Isha Chasal Saru Mishra Sharyala. Since the woman's afraid if she doesn't undo the knot in her kerchief, maybe some hair is going to come off together with the kerchief. So since she's worried about the hair coming off, so she's going to fully untie it every day. That the women tend to untie this every single day, and therefore it's totally mutter to tie it on Shabbos because it's a knot that's made to last less than a day. Continues the Mishnah. Uritsuos mindal v'sandal. It's permissible to tie the straps of your shoe or of your sandal. Itmar. So the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction. Itmar. Hitir ritsuos minal v'sandal. Let's say a person untied on Shabbos. He untied the straps of his shoe or his sandal. Tani chada chayev chatas. One brisa says that you would be chayev a carbon chatas for that. Tani idach pater avalasser. A second brisa says it's pater avalasser. V'tani idach mutter l'chadchila. Unbelievable. So three brises, three halachas. If you untie your laces of your shoe or you untie the knots of your shoe or you untie the straps of your sandal. So kasha minal mendel, kasha sandal asandal. So this is a question, a contradiction about the shoes and a contradiction about the sandals. Answers the Gemara, minal mendel kasha. The question about the shoes is not a kasha. Hadiktani chayiv chatos b'de'ushkefe. Right, it depends which knot of the shoe and the sandal we're talking about. If you're talking about a knot that the shoemaker made when making the shoe, it's not part of, not what you tie and untie the shoe, but it's a knot that the shoemaker put into the shoe or the sandal. You tie the sandal down to the flat part of the sandal, the one that the sandal maker made. So you tie it to attach the straps of the sandal to the shoe. That is never going to be untied. That's a kesher uman, and that's going to be forever. So that pater avalasar bidurabanan, the type of sandal worn by the rabbis, that the custom of the rabbis is that they never touch. So there's two opinions here. What this means? Why is the rabbis pater avalasar? So Rashi says that it means that they don't tie their knots that tightly. They tie it looser, but when they walk through like mud, so they're going to untie it and then tie it again. So in other words, the Talmid Chachamim usually don't tie their shoes so tightly. They tie it looser. So usually they just slip on and slip off their shoes tied. However, when they go through mud, they need to tie it tightly. So they're going to untie it and tie it more tightly so that the mud should not get attached to the shoe and pull the shoe off. So that's a little bit longer. Now, why does the Talmud Chacham tie it looser? So the Mefarshim say, Talmid Chachamim don't go to business. They go to the Beis Medrash. So they don't have to walk so much in their shoes. So they don't walk so much. So therefore they don't have to tie the shoes so tightly. They're Oskim Batorah in the Beis HaMedrash. So therefore they don't need to be so tightly. But other people who have to go to work, they go to business and they need the shoes tied on really tightly. So says the Meiri. But the Ritva has a very interesting pshat. He says, no. He says, Talmid Chachamim also tie their shoes very tightly, but they sleep in their shoes because they learn all night and learn all day. They're sleeping in their shoes. They do tie it tightly, so they only untie the shoes Friday night when they go home to their wives. But all week long, they're learning all night in Beis Medrash. They sleep in their shoes. So says the Ritva in the name of the Ri. So that's why they don't untie it. Wow. Fine. So, says the Gemara, and which is the one that's mutter? And which is the one that's mutter? Says the Gemara, mutter l'chachila b'dmenei mechuza. That's the shoes that were worn in b'nei mechuza. They are, Rashi says, what's the B'nai M'chuzah? They are Rachve Levav. They're like, you know, very into their clothing. And they care very much that they have like fancy shoes every day, that everything looks perfect. So they're going to tie their shoes very tightly. And therefore they have to untie it and tie it each and every day. Because, you know, they take off the shoes and put them on. It should be, everything should look perfect. So therefore they tie and untie it every day. And similarly, the Gemara says, "Sandala sandalo kasha, hadiktani chayev chatas bidetaye, de kitre ushkefe." That the sandals worn by the Arab merchants, that this knot was tied by the person making the sandal, so it lasts forever. Pater avalaser biduchumarta, pater avalaser is a sandal that was not the knot that was made by the sandal maker, rather, biduchumarta de katri inu. People themselves tie the sandal, and then they untie it. Sometimes it'll last a week or a month. So there's no chil chatas. Mutal chatchila besandal de nafke be betray. Oh, now here goes a whole nother discussion. So what's mutal chatchila? That two different people share the same pair of shoes. Sometimes he wears it, and sometimes the other one wears it. So every person has to adjust the size of the sandal to fit his shoe. And therefore, on every single day, they tie and untie it. Says the Gemara now, this statement that two people use the same sandal and therefore have to change it, therefore it's mutter, Kidder Rav Yehuda. This goes according to a particular maaseh. This is like a particular maisa that happened with Rabbi Yehuda. Kid Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, Achua de Rav Salah Chasida. Rabbi Yehuda was the brother of Rav Salah Chasida. Havale Ahu Zuga de Sandala. He had a pair of sandals. Zimnin de Nafik Bey Ihu. Zimnin de Nafik Bey Yenuke. Sometimes he used to wear these sandals, and sometimes his child, his young child, who was a lot smaller than him, used to wear the sandals. So Asal Kameh Da Abaye. So he came in front of Abaye on Shabbos. Amale, Ki Hai Gavna. My, I have to untie it every day when I lend it to my kids. So am I allowed to untie it and tie it to that it should be now the size for my kid? It's adjustable. Adjustable sandals. What's the din? Amale, Sabai said to him, Chayiv Chatas. Whoa. I thought it was going to be mutter because I change it every day. What are you telling me? And I thought it was, I was asking whether it's Asim Derabanan, and you're telling me, Chayiv Chatas Ka'amrisli. So Abai said to him, my time, why did you think that it would be permitted? Amale, Mishim Debechol Nami, Zimnin Nafik Nebe Ana, Zimnin Nafik Be Yenuka. Forget about Shabbos, even during the week. Sometimes I go out with it, and sometimes he goes out with it. So we really adjust it. Almost every single day we adjust it. So Abai said, oh, I didn't know. You should have asked me that kasha. You didn't tell me. So if that's true, that it's made to be untied and tied every single day, if this is a knot that's made to be tied and untied every single day, then it's mutar l'chadchila to tie it on Shabbos. I didn't realize. The reason why I said chayv chatas is I thought you rarely do that. You rarely do that. Says the Gemara. Two more stories about this. Rabbi Yirmiyah the calls of Asrid Rabbi Yavo Bekarmelis. Rabbi Yirmiyah was walking behind Rabbi Yavo on Shabbos in a Karmelis, which is a place that you're not allowed to carry something, midrabanan. Ifsik resua de sandale. So the strap of his sandal ripped. And the sandal fell off of his foot. Now what's he going to do? He's got to leave his shoe there. Amarle, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Yavo, mine evidla. What should I do with this? It's mukta because it's not a kli, and I'm not allowed to carry it. So I can't really touch it, and I can't carry it. Amarle, shkol gemilach, take a moist reed. The chazi lemachal behema, which is not mukta, so it's able for an animal to eat. It's not mukta. Ukrochi lave, and wrap it on the sandal in the place that the strap was, so that it won't fall off your foot, and put it back on until you come into the house. Another story. Abai avakai kamei de Rav Yosef. Abai was standing in front of Rav Yosef. Ifsikle ritzua. So the strap of his sandal ripped. Amarle, my evidle. So Abai said to his rabbi Rav Yosef, what should I do? Amarle, shavke. You have to leave it there. Because it's now mukta, because it's broken. So therefore you have to leave it there. You can't move it. Asked Abai, hey, what about the last story that was in the Gemara? Abai asked Rabbi Yosef, but in Rabbi Yirmiyah's case, he said, take a gemi, take a moist reed. Why is it any different than the case of Rabbi Yirmiyah? So Rabbi Yosef answered him, Hasam lo mintar. The sandal was in a wide open place in a Karmelis, so someone's going to steal it. So it's not protected. So that's why the rabbi said, in a case where you're going to lose money, so we're going to permit you to put a reed on it and carry it. But Hacha Mintar, since here you're in a Chatzer, so it'll be protected, and therefore better not to be Metalto. This is a very, very strange kind of halacha. What do you mean? Just because you're going to lose money, the rabbi's permitted mukta? Or the rabbi's permitted tying? So the Mefarshim ask him on the bottom. So how is Rabbi Avoh Matir to be metalto the sandal just because he was going to lose money. Hello, tiltol muktzah is aser even b'makom hefsid, even if you're going to lose money. Why is it muktzah? It could still be used for something else. So asked the Rishonim. So the Ravid answers, sandal zeh eino kishiv ekel. No, it's not considered to be a broken kli, because since it's very easy to fix it, his das was not to be mevatelit from usage as a sandal. So it's still considered to be a sandal, and therefore it's not muktza. Umigeder sandal yotza shari eino yochel lenalo, lachenu muktza. So he says that it is muktza, but it's not considered to be not a sandal. But in the case where it was ripped in the Carmelis and it's not going to be able to be protected there, so his das is to use it. So say the Rishonim. There's a difference. In other words, the Rishonim say that that in a case where you stand to lose it, so you're not mevatel it from being a sandal. So that's why you're allowed to fix it, quote unquote. But in a case where it's going to be mishtamer, so you don't care that. So you still retain its your mevatel its status in a chutzer. But in a case where it's going to be lost, if you don't do this, so you retain its status. But that's the issue here. Like what sounds like from the Gemara, we're being matir muktza for just because you're going to lose money. That's a very strange thing. Usually we don't say that. So the Rishonim have to come up with some answer to get out of that problem. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So hold on a minute. So Abaye asked his Rebbe Rav Yosef, wait a second. Why is this sandal muktzah? You just told me the sandal in the chutzer is muktzah. I can't touch it. I got to leave it there. I asked Abaye to his Rebbe, v'hamanehu. What do you mean? This sandal is still able to be used. It's still a kli. Why are you telling me it's muktzah? De'i be'ina hafichna lei miyamin l'smol. He asked him, apparently one of the straps was gone, but he could change it from a right shoe to a left shoe. And so the what used to be the outer rung of the sandal now will become the inner rung, and therefore I could still wear it by switching it to the other shoe. So to the other foot. So therefore it should still be considered to be a kli. Amale, so Rav Yosef answered back to Abaye, this issue of whether or not a shoe that's usually a lefty shoe, if you're going to wear it on your right foot, so this is a major machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. And he said to him, me to come a taretz Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that in the story that we're about to learn, Rabbi Yochanan answered this question, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yochanan explained Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to explain in a moment, Shema Mino Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. So we see from there that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a sandal that the outer strap, the main strap that you would use it to strap around your foot, the outer strap is broken, even though if you switched it to your other foot, the outer strap would become the inner strap, and it would be okay. Nevertheless, since this is a righty shoe and not a lefty shoe, it's considered to be muktzah. We do not say that since you could switch it from right foot to left foot, so that means it's still a kli. We don't say that. And therefore, it's us and be metalt on Shabbos considered to be muktzah. Ask the Gemara, Maihi, where is this machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan paskening like Rabbi Yehuda? Where is this? Maihi, where is this? Says the Gemara. Disanya. We learned in a brisa. Sandal. So let's say you have a sandal that is tame. A sandal that's tame. So we're going to try to apply the laws of Tumah Vatara over the laws of Shabbos, as we do very often. So this brisa was talking about the Tumah of Kalim. Sandal. Shinif Sugushte Aznav. So let's say the sandal that the two back straps, the ones that you put your heel into, the two back straps break, oshte tarsiosav, or the two places where you attach the strap to the sandal, Oshinitel Kolakav Shalo, or the entire bottom sole. The sole of the sandal rips. In any of these cases, tahar. The kli has lost its status of a kli. The kli is destroyed, and therefore it loses its tumah. Because it got so broken that, you know, it's like it's gone. It's not going to be fixed. And even if you fix it, it's going to be considered to be a brand new kli. So says Rashi. And therefore, it's tahar. However, achas me'aznav, if it wasn't both of the straps, only one of them of the back straps, oh, achas mitaris Yosef, or one of the knots that attaches the sandal to the heel, oshinitel rova kav shelo, most of the sole got ripped, but not all of it, tamei, it's still considered to be tamei because it's still a kli, because the way of such a thing is to fix it. So it's broken, but it's still usable, and therefore, it's not batel the status of it being a kli just cause it's difficult to use it. And why is this? So Tana Kama holds, why is it still usable? Because since only one of the straps is broken, you can move it from the left foot to the right foot. That's what the Gemara assumes. So what used to be on the outside is now on the inside, and therefore it would be usable on the other side. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He disagrees. Doesn't matter which one. Nifsaka pnimis, if the inner strap broke, tame. So you're not embarrassed to walk around with it. You could still use it. However, hachitzona tahar, if it's the outer strap that everybody sees, so then it's going to be tahar. Why? Because he holds that you're not allowed to switch it from left to right. Switching it from left to right is not something people usually do. And therefore, it's no longer considered to be a sandal. So the fact that you could have switched it from left to right, Rabbi Yehuda says, does not help it retain its status of a kli. Chachamim disagree. They say, no, since you could switch it from left to right and wear it, it's still considered to be a kli. So that's the machlokas. Oh. Now, how does Rabbi Yochanan? So let's continue. The Amar Ula v'Itema Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan explained this price to mean Kimachlokes l'inyan tuma, kach machlokes l'inyan Shabbos. The same machlokes about whether it's still considered to be a kli as far as tuma is concerned is the same machlokes by Shabbos, and therefore Chachamim would say it's not muktzah. And Rabbi Yehuda would say it is mukta, because Rabbi Yehuda says the fact you could switch it to your other foot is not significant. Just like it's not significant by the laws of Tumah Vatar of Kalim, so too it's not significant by the laws of Shabbos. Avalo le'inyin chalitza. But there's no machlokes whether or not this shoe would still consider to be a good shoe, a left shoe on the right foot, for chalitza purposes. Would that be a kosher chalitza? There's no machlokas. Interestingly, the Gemara doesn't say which way it goes. Do they both agree it would be a good chalitza, or do they both agree it would be a bad chalitza? The Gemara says, Avinaba. Rabbi Yochanan Aliba Deman. Which opinion was Rabbi Yochanan holding like? Ilema Aliba Derabbanan. If you want to say that Rabbi Yochanan said his opinion according to Chachamim, Umidil Inyan Tuma Manahave. So Chacham said, as far as Tumah, it's a kli. Le'inyin Shabbos nami manahavi. So as far as Shabbos, it's also considered to be a kli. It's not mukta. Avalo lechalitza. But according to Chalitza, the Chachamim admit to Rabbi Yehuda that it's not considered delav manahu. That it's not considered to be a kli as far as Chalitza, a valid shoe. V'hatana, but how can you say that? It's a beferishim mishnah that chalitza requires to be done with your right foot. And there's a beferish mission Yivamus that says, Vatanan, chalitza shall small be yamin, chalitza sakshera. If you, even though the chalitza is supposed to be done with the right foot, but if the woman performed the chalitza on the but she performed the chalitza with the shoe that's supposed to be on the left foot that the man put on the right foot. Chalitza sekshera. If she did a chalitza with a left-footed shoe on the man's right foot, it's a kosher chalitza. So how can you tell me that it's a problem if you use the wrong one? The Ella, so you must say that where Rabbi Yochanan said everyone agrees, Ella must be Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. It must be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Namely, that what was Rabbi Yochanan trying to say? Like this, Midila Inyan Tuma Lav Manu. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to Tuma Vatara, a left-footed shoe on the right foot, or a right-footed shoe on the left foot, as far as Tuma, we do not switch feet, and therefore, once it's broken from being used as a left-footed shoe, even though you could switch it over to the right foot, Rabbi Yehuda said, sorry, it's muktzah, it's not a kli, it loses its Tuma. Mid l'inyin Tuma lav manu, l'inyin Shabbos nami lav manu, aval lo l'inyin chalitza dimanahu. That, as far as Tuma is concerned, it's not a shoe. As far as Shabbos is concerned, it's muktzah, it's no longer a shoe. However, when it comes to chalitza, like the Beferish Mishnah that we have, avaloli ni chalitza, dimanahu, as far as chalitza, it's kosher. You could change it from left to right. That's good enough. So that's why we thought Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Amar, if you want to say that pshat, Amar da'am rinan chalitza shel small b'yamin chalitza sukshera. When does the Mishnah say that if you do a chalitza of a left-footed shoe when the man had put it on his right foot, hecha d'lamil semanehu? Maybe that only works where it's a legit right-footed shoe, but you happen to be wearing it on the left foot. Oh, I'm sorry, or it's a legitimate left-footed shoe that you happen to be wearing on the right foot. But hacha l'mil se'lav manehu deha'ama Rabbi Yehuda nifsaka hachitzona tar almalav manehu. So the Gemara asked them this, no, the Mishnah that said that if a chalitza, a left-footed shoe, works on the right foot, that's where it's a good kashera, glat kosher left-footed shoe. But here it's not a good left-footed shoe. It doesn't work on the left foot. It only works on the right foot. So almalav manehu. So we see from there that no, it's not a good kli. So the Gemara answers, la'olam aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. No, really, Rabbi Yochanan said his words according to Rabbi Yehuda. But we have to change the girsa. Ema, what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say was, v'chein l'chalitza. V'chein l'chalitza. Not that they all agree by chalitza. But just like Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not a kli for Tumah, and it's not a kli for Shabbos, so too, it's also puzzle for Chalitza. V'ha'kamashulon, why do we need to tell you this? D'chi amrina, n'chalitza shel smol b'shel yamin chalitza sekshera. And the reason why we need Rabbi Yochanan to say this is because when do we say if you're cholitz, you're a left-footed shoe on the right foot, chalitza sekshera, when is it a good Chalitza? Hecha dilamil semanehu. It's only where it's a legit right-footed shoe. I'm sorry, it's a legit left-footed shoe. Aval hach, but over here, since the strap was ruined, so it could not be used on the left foot. Once already, it's rendered unfit for uses as a left-footed shoe. Aval hacha lamil se lav manehu. But here, in this case, even for the left foot, it doesn't work. And therefore, just like it doesn't work as a left-footed shoe, it also doesn't work as a right-footed shoe. So you see from this whole story that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that a left-footed shoe, we do not consider the fact that you can move it from the left foot to the right foot. We do not consider that to retain its status as a kli. And in fact, it is considered to be, muktzah. So that's why Rav Yosef said that it's considered to be muktzah. So Rav Yosef did not buy a bias svara that says I can switch it from the left foot to the right foot. It should still be considered a kli. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we do not consider the fact that you could switch it from the left foot to the right foot? The Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, but did Rabbi Yochanan say, Halacha Kistam Mishnah? Don't we know in all of Shas that Rabbi Yochanan always follows the Stam Mishnayis? Utanan, and as far as this halacha is concerned, we have a Stam Mishnah in Kalim that says as follows. Mamish Beferish Mishnah, Kalim. What does it say? Sandal Shenifsaka Achas Me'azna V'tikna. Let's say you have a sandal that one of the straps broke and then you fixed it. And this was a sandal that belonged to a Zav. And therefore the sandal was Tamei Tumas Medris, because anything that a Zav sits on or stands on or lies on gets Tumas Medris. So a sandal is clearly something that the Zav stands on. So now, Tamei Medris. So if one of the straps ripped and you fixed it, it retains its Tumas Medris because it never lost its status of a Kli. Nifsika. Okay, we have parentheses here. So skip the parentheses. Skip the parentheses. So the Gemara says, my love. So what's the case here? Is it not loishna pnimis veloishna chitzona? Sounds like if one strap broke, it still retains its status of a kli, whether it's the outer strap or the inner strap. Either way, it still retains its status as a kli. So this is a stam mishnah that seems to say now, the inner strap, I understand why if it breaks it's still a kli. But why would it still be a kli if the outer strap breaks? The only way you could say it's still a kli is because you could change it from the left foot to the right foot. So you see here that the fact that we could change it from the left to the right is considered to be significant and still retains its status of a kli. It's a stam mishnah. So the Gemara is asking, if Rabbi Yochanan, how can you tell me Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who denied this svara, says, no, you switch from the left to the right, it's no longer a kli, even though you could salvage it by switching it from the left to the right. We don't care. It's no longer a kli. But how come over here, when it comes, there's a stam mishnah that says that, no, if any one strap rips, it does not lose its tumas medris, it's still tmei medris, whether it's the outer strap or the inner strap. Now, why, if it's the outer strap, do we say it's still a kli? Must be because you can switch it from the left foot to the right foot. Answers the Gemara, lo, no, pnimis dafka, only if the inner strap rips does it retain its tumas medris. But maybe this mishnah holds that if the outer strap rips, it loses its tumas medris because we do not say you could have switched it to the other foot. The Gemara rejects this answer. Gemara rejects it. Aval chitzona mai tahar. What are you going to tell me? But if the outer strap is the one that ripped, then the kli would taka be tahar because you can't switch it. Ihachi, if that's really true, adetani. Why does the rest of the mishnah say nifsika shni of a tikna tahar min medris? I would tell me maga medris that if the second strap also broke, then it loses its it. Niflog v'dida. You should tell me a bigger chiddush. If it was really true that the Mishnah meant to say only one of the straps, it retains its tuma, but if it would be the other strap, it would lose its tuma. So why do you have to run to a case where it loses both straps? Go to an easier case, just instead of the inner strap, if it lost the outer strap, so that would already render it no longer a kli. And from the fact that the Mishnah didn't say that, sounds like the Mishnah doesn't hold that way. Same kasha. Sounds like the Mishnah holds that either strap that rips it loses its status, and we don't say that you could switch it to the other foot. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef, Tehei Mishnah Seinu. We will have to establish our Mishnah that says that if one of them rips, it's still considered to be a legit kli. B'sandal sheyesh lo arba oznayim. We're talking about a sandal that has two straps on the outside and two straps on the inside, va'arbar tarsiosim. Or a sandal that has four rings that attach the straps to the sandals, two on the outside and two on the inside. And the Mishnah is only talking about the outer ones. So, Shelo Lishbar Dvarav Shel Rabbi Yochanan. So, even though you'll ask me, says the Gemara, that's a little bit strange. Most sandals are not that way. But we don't want to break the words of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that once the outer strap breaks, it should no longer be a cleat. But here it seems to say, no, that any one straps that break, it's still considered to be a cleat, and it's a stam Mishnah. So in order to answer up to Pin Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to have to say that this sandal is talking about a sandal that has four straps instead of two. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rav Chanan bar Abba Amar Rav, Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. So when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, so he quoted Rav as saying Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan bar Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. And he claims Rabbi Yochanan said that Halacha is not like, we just bent over backwards to re-explain the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yochanan looked at Rabbi Yehuda, yet when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he reported that Rabbi Yochanan says, we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Says the Gemara, Omir, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, how can you tell me Rabbi Yochanan said that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, v'hakad min the mitarets, Rabbi Yochanan libet Rabbi Yehuda, shema minok, Rabbi Yehuda sphere. We just went through a whole story. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said, we do follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that we do not look at the fact that you could switch it. And once one strap breaks, even if it's whether it's the inner strap or the outer strap, it's no longer a cleat. Even though if it's the outer strap, you could switch the shoe from the left foot to the right foot. We don't care. That does not, we don't switch shoes from left to right. That does not help it retain its status as a cleat. Answers the Gemara, Amorai Ninu Valibid Rabbi Yochanan. There is a dispute amongst the Amoraim. What exactly Rabbi Yochanan held? Did he hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Or did he not look at Rabbi Yehuda? Ravin had a tradition that Rabbi Yochanan did not follow Rabbi Yehuda. So, because he held that Rabbi Yochanan was not the author of that opinion that said that we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Says the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there in Maseches Kelim. Kol Kli Bali Batim Shiurin Kirimonim. A regular kli, when does it lose its status of a kli? It's got to have a hole the size of a rimon of a pomegranate, so that's a big hole. It's no longer considered to be a kli. Boy chiskiya nikev kamotzi zayis. What about if it had a hole the size of an olive? Ustamo, you fixed it. V'chazar v'nikev kamotzi zayis ustamo. And then another one right next to it, like a zayis, and you fixed it. And it kept on happening, more and more holes. Ad shishlimo lemotzi rimon. Now it has a hole of a pomegranate. Mahu, what's the halacha? Do we combine all of these holes to say that it's no longer a kli? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shani Salanu. Apparently Chizki was Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi. Shani Salanu, you taught us the Mishnah Kalim. Sandal shenivsika achas meazne v'tikna, tamei medrash. Nivsika shnia v'tikna, tor min ha-medrash, amal tamei maga medrash. That if one strap breaks, it still has its tumah. And even if you fix it, and then the other strap breaks, it loses its tumas medrash. It's only like maga medrash, like it's touching itself. It's touching something that had tumas medrash. Amrinan loch, maishna rishona, dohakaima shnia. Shniyanami hamitakna rishona. But we asked you, wait a second. But you fixed the first one in the interim. So why in the world, when the second one breaks, do we say, oh no, now it loses its tumma? It should be back to the beginning again. You fixed it. It should be like it's brand new. Va'amris lanale, and you answered us, no. Ponim chadashos bo lekan. It's not the same sandal. It's considered to be like a new sandal, and therefore it's tahar. So hachanami panu chadashos bolakan. So to over here, even though you fixed the kli in the interim, but when you fix the kli, it becomes like a new kli. It becomes like a new kli, and therefore it's tahar. And Chizkiyo was so excited about this answer that Rabbi Yochanan, his Talmud, reminded him that he himself taught them, he thought it was such a great answer that once so many holes develop in the thing, even though you fixed each one of them, but it's considered to be a new kli. It's considered to be a new kli. Once it has all these new patches, it's no longer the old kli. If it's one patch, it's still the old kli. But once it has a second, once the second thing breaks also, now you're going to have a second patch and a third patch and a fourth. Yeah, you patched up each one, but it's considered to be a new kli. So Chizkiah loved this Svar Rabbi Yochanan so much. Kari ale les dein bar inish. Chizkiah said about Rabbi Yochanan, this man, Rabbi Yochanan, he's not a human being. He's a malach. He's not a human being. Les dein bar inish. Or some say that what he means is, oh, dein bar inish. This is the ultimate human being. Ikadarme, some say that what he said is, kigon dein bar inish. This is a real man. This is a special person. And look at the next line. The Gemara Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Bar Zimuna, im rishonim b'nei malachim, if the earlier rabbis were like angels, anu b'nei anashim, we're like people. Im rishonim b'nei anashim, v'im rishonim b'nei anashim, if the earlier ones are like people, anu kachamoyrim. So we're like donkeys, right? The Gemara is talking about Yuridas Hadoros. Right, depends which shot you say. If he's a malach, so then we're like, that's what the Sfasemis is over here. Look, this goes on the last line. If Rabbi Yochanan was a malach, so we're like a person. If Rabbi Yochanan was, oh, he's a person, so we're like chamorim. Velo ki chamor shel Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Not like the donkey of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa that he refused to eat treif. The donkey of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, when he was stolen by robbers, refused to eat treif. Velo vishel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Also, Ella Kishar Chamorim. We're not even like from Chamorim. We're like holy Chamorim. We're like weak Chamorim. Vinodos Yayin Vishemin. One more line here. Vinodos Yayin Vishemin. You're allowed to tie them. Pshita, obviously, you tie and untie them every day. Lotzricha, the Islay Tarte Eone. Same answer. It has two knots. A thing that has two knots, sometimes you don't do both. So you might think, oh, you're not allowed to tie one because maybe you're going to leave it forever because you'll just use the other one. Kamash Malam, we don't say that. And the last line, Kedera Shel Basar, a pot filled with meat, they used to tie it, Pshita. Don't you tie it on tied every day? Lo Tzricha De'islei Shlacha. No, it has another opening. It has like a spigot on the other side. Malam between Mevatala. So some say, maybe you're going to tie it straight and just use the Shvacha, Kamash Malam. That we do not say that. Okay, we will stop over here. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. I'm sorry, I'm not giving parashah. I got to take care of something. I mean, whatever. I got a checkup. So I will put on the parashah chat. Believe me, either later I'll record something and put on the parashah chat. So parashah here, Motzei Shabbos. We will have Daf Yomi at 10:50. For those who are interested, Motzei Shabbos Daf Yomi 10:50. Everyone should have a wonderful